Refugee Boy by Benjamin Zephaniah.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
With thanks to Dr. David Appleyard for his assistance with the Amharic dialect. Benjamin Zephaniah on writing Refugee Boy. It's a hard life being labelled political. It seems that because I'm constantly ranting about the ills of the world, I'm expected to have all the answers. But I don't. And I've never claimed to. Besides, I'm not a politician. What interests me is people. When I hear politicians saying that we are being flooded by refugees, I always remind myself that each refugee is a person. A person who, for some reason, has left everything they know and love to find safety in a strange and sometimes hostile country. I wrote Refugee Boy because I realised that every day I was meeting refugees, and each one of them had a unique and usually terrifying story to tell. I've seen refugee camps in Gaza, Montenegro, and other places around the world. But when I met Milion and Derej Halimariam, two teenagers who were being denied asylum in Britain, I knew that I had to write a story that would illustrate the suffering and the struggles that many asylum seekers have to endure. Milion and Derej's parents feared for the lives of their boys. They did not want them to grow up in an environment where they would witness war on a daily basis. I have also met children whose parents were executed in front of them, or had been kidnapped and tortured themselves.